Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, September 14th, and this is AFA Los Angeles Council 12 President Darren Chiromo reporting. We've received some questions recently about Economy Plus upgrades on the airplane. Upsell by flight attendants should only occur during the flight. Upselling on the ground while still at the gate would interfere with a myriad of safety responsibilities requiring our full attention and potentially remove us from our boarding positions. In addition, upselling should never take place on the ground. Not only would flight attendants be uncertain as to seat availability, potentially creating seat dupes, this would be a violation of our job scope and that of our customer service agent colleagues as well. Should a passenger express interest in moving to Economy Plus while still on the ground, refer them to the customer service agent for proper handling. Flight attendants around the country attended memorial services in honor of our flight attendant heroes and all who lost their lives on September 11, 2001. We've received pictures from several of these events. These pictures are now posted on our UnitedAFA.org website and accessible through the page that lists all of the remembrance events. Click the vigil candle on the home page on the top left to access the page. We must never forget. We have good news to report in the midst of apple season. On August 20th, we reported on a dispute in upstate New York where over 300 workers who make Mott's apple juice and applesauce had been on strike all summer. Members of the Retail Wholesale Department Store Union, RWDSU, had their pay cut by $1.50 an hour and other concessions imposed by Mott's, a subsidiary of the giant Dr. Pepper Snapple Group. You may recall that management readily admitted that the concessions were not imposed out of economic need since the company was turning record profits. They simply decided that Mott's workers were making a little more than other workers in upstate New York. RWDSU members ratified a new contract yesterday after 3 months of standing together on the picket line and building support from throughout the labor movement. The new contract restores their pay and maintains benefits management had previously slashed. As the workers stuck together and built pressure through a public campaign, management had no choice but to agree to fair demands. This fall, enjoy that applesauce made by union members under a hard-won union contract. Compass Airlines management has been shamed publicly over the last several weeks for firing flight attendant Kirsten Ermenajad after she publicly stated that she'd qualified for food stamps. She told the truth, and it seems Compass Airlines management can't handle the truth. A recent rally at the Minnesota airport drew media attention to the issue, but Compass management has yet to reinstate Kirsten or negotiate a living wage at the bargaining table for Compass flight attendants. Join us for another rally for Kirsten and a living wage for flight attendants this Friday, September 17th in Detroit. We will picket and leaflet from 12 noon to 2 p.m. at the McNamara Terminal on the ticketing level on the right as soon as the terminal begins. Compass Airlines needs to know we will stand strong as long as it takes, just like the workers at Mott's. Help build pressure and bring public attention to this injustice for Kirsten and her family and flight attendant families throughout the industry. Part of the work our negotiating committee does for our own negotiations is to remain fully informed about the status of hundreds of negotiations taking place throughout the industry. Last week, the Teamsters announced that they've reached a tentative agreement for mechanics at Continental Airlines, including, quote, healthy raises and signing bonuses, end quote, according to their union leadership. The 3,700 union members will now vote on the tentative agreement with an expected count date of mid-October. We can expect other agreements to be announced at Continental soon as the negotiations are taking place with management under a different labor relations mindset. We look forward to improvements in contracts throughout the industry and especially at Continental as these improvements contribute to lifting the standards of our own negotiations. Our focus remains on the improvements that you have determined are important. As was reported last week following the strategic meeting related to the merger, we are in an advantageous position to obtain improvements. With Railway Labor Act Section 6 negotiations currently underway at both United and Continental, we have several angles from which to improve our careers. Using the Section 6 process to improve either or both contracts is another way to advance our position for a single contract negotiations where we can take the best of each contract for the best conditions for all flight attendants at the new United Airlines. We're pretty sure it'll take more than a $5 Starbucks card to meet your standards. On a separate note, some have expressed some confusion about what impact transition agreement discussions related to the merger have on our negotiations. We should be clear that transition agreement negotiations are separate and distinct from regular Section 6 contract negotiations. In every merger, there is a transition period between the close of the financial transaction and the time the operational merger takes effect. The transition agreement addresses issues specific to running the operation during a transition to an operational merger. It addresses how the operations will run separately until they can be merged. In addition to the transition agreement, our contract remains in full force and effect throughout the transition to an operational merger. The new United will not merge flight attendant operations until we have a single contract covering the combined flight attendant work group. Our work to negotiate improvements under Section 6 of the Railway Labor Act does not change. We are seeking improvements for United Airlines flight attendants through Section 6 and all means available. We remain committed to the Section 6 process for improvements as it provides a definitive path to contract conclusion. It has oversight by the National Mediation Board, or the NMB, to provide an equal playing field and deadlines. The transition agreement discussions do not alter this process in any way. That's it for this evening. Thanks for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.